Yeah, I mean, there was an opportunity, especially on the first power play, to go up 3-1. I thought we had 3-4 grade-A scoring chances there, and just had the shot clock where we wanted it, had our game going, and couldn't put it away at that point. And they used their power play to bring themselves back into it, and then on a broken play kind of take the lead on us. And ever since then, we found it more difficult. They sat back a little bit more. And of course, you know, you can speak about shorthanded goals, but the first one wasn't really. It was a 4-on-4 goal where we just miss our check and let them have an easy goal. But more disappointing is actually that we didn't take the game under our control in the second period when we had the opportunity. And again, lots of good things 5-on-5 here today that we're going to build on, but we're not happy with the storyline for sure.
What did you think about the hit on Dahlin?
Yeah. So Rasmus Dahlin has a concussion, and very disappointing. And we'll let the league deal with the judgment of what happened. But again, right now we're just worried about Rasmus and getting him healthy, and hoping that it's not a long-term injury.
Is that the type of hit that needs to be taken out of the league, though? Is that something that you would hope that they would sort of come down hard on?
I think it's better for me not to judge it right now. You know, I know we have vehicles that will analyze and take a look at it. And let's see what that judgment is, because we're emotionally connected to the situation. And it, as wrong as it feels, that's always from a from a biased viewpoint, which is ours. And let's see the neutral bodies take a look at that.
This is a couple of plays now with the Lightning, with what happened with Vlad and Sweden, and now this play, even Srdak's hit on Eichel in Sweden. This is, I mean, maybe it's not a coincidence, or maybe it is, but this is a lot from one team.
Well, it's definitely three difficult games against Tampa, you know, with Sobotka, one of our anchors, Johansson, out for a few weeks now, and this situation with Dahls. But again, they play hard, and we have to earn our position in the league, and we're working hard to do that. I think we had a couple of strong games here in Florida as far as the 5-on-5 games concerned. Our specialty teams are the difference maker again here tonight in Tampa Bay, and we have to go back to the drawing board quickly. The games come fast and furious, but I want to underline that these guys are trying and they're fighting hard to play the game that we're asking them to play, and we just got to get better at managing the scores, managing the results, and finding our opportunities to kill games like we should have today in the second period.
How difficult is this to try to work on the penalty kill when you just have games and there's no time to practice?
Well, the guys have a day off tomorrow. You know, well deserved, and then we come together on game day again, and we need to find those moments of high quality teaching. You know, we use a combination of video, board talks, group talks, and it is a phase where we need to learn through the games. We need to learn between the games where the spaces are there for us to use, and I think we've been doing a good job with it. I think the players have been excellent and focused and concentrated when we do that, and we'll continue to work on both our PP, PK, and our 5-on-5 game. You know, our motto is small picture and keep trying to improve every day. We've got lots of things again out of this game to work on, and that's what we'll do getting ready for Calgary.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Yeah, that was...